Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. Tell them Locked On sent you.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, which is being dropped on Labor Day, the sixth day of September 2021, we're going to be talking with Jeff Snyder, the host of Locked On Dodgers, the team that is, well, in control of the first wildcard spot and just had what was a pretty dramatic and for Dodger fans, probably excruciating series that took place in San Francisco. We're going to review the series and take a look at what's going to happen for the final 25 games. This show is available on the YouTube channel. If you're watching me right now on the YouTube channel, we're also available wherever you get your podcasts, including the free and easy to use Odyssey app. And if you have a smart device, be sure to tell it to play podcasts Locked On MLB, or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen and Locked On Dodgers with Jeff Snyder. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pods. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Hey, before we bring Jeff Snyder in, I want to solve a little bit of the mystery from yesterday's episode where I was trying to figure out why my buddy Kevin Clements, who called me all sorts of nasty names because evidently I'm a big Phillies fan and against the Marlins or something. Nobody is against the Marlins. Nobody hates the Marlins. He responded back to me after yesterday's episode saying it was about the podcast I had about the preview for the weekend series where I called the Marlins more than once, very dismissively, lousy. And he found that to be offensive. They've had injuries and they're not lousy. Okay. I guess I certainly was something I probably said. Sorry I was dismissive about it. They haven't had a very good year and the Phillies have had a good year. That was the point I was making at the time. And the Marlins played very well. And I'm sorry to have been dismissive of the Marlins. And I hope that you no longer think of me in those bad terms. But you know what? If you do, please, please, please keep posting them because those comments are making my month. Hey, someone else who's going to make my month is my good friend from the Locked On Podcast Network who's sitting there in the waiting room and has no idea what I'm talking about because it's about yesterday's episode. And he's still, you know, he's maybe still looking his wounds over what happened the other day or maybe not. I don't know. I'm going to bring him in. It's Jeff Snyder. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Sully. Yeah, you know, I don't think it was excruciating. You said excruciating series. It was frustrating. You know, obviously you're at the win 2 of 3, then lose 2 of 3. But I don't know. You know me. I'm big on perspective. I'm big on big picture stuff. So, you know, it was a bummer of a series.
You're also big on the bobbleheads for those of you who are following us on the YouTube channel there. There's Jeff Snyder living in Bobbleheadville.
Yeah, that's about probably half my collection that you can see there. You know, there's more on each side of here. So.
But I realized I did that. I sort of was becoming a Sully bobblehead right
there. Hey, I got room for you on my wall, Sully.
There you go. I'm in. By the way, follow Jeff at Snydog on Twitter, by the way, just as you're reading the captions below right there. So let's just review this. Let's just talk about the overview. Let's first just talk about the series that just ended about maybe an hour and a half ago. Game one was one of those typical Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs 2021 Giants-Dodger games. Game two was pretty much a solid Dodger win. And tonight's game was a pretty solid Giant win, although the Dodgers made a very spirited comeback at the end that fell short. These are two evenly matched teams, and I think that, like, runs for and against, I think the Dodgers have outscored the Giants by like 3 runs or something. It's so evenly matched, these two teams, that you just got the sense the series was going to be a coin toss, and it kind of was.
Yeah, you know, I still, deep down inside, I still just, because I don't understand how the Giants are as good as they are, there's part of me that still has a hard time believing that they are, but you know, I mean, we've got what, 28 games left in the season, and they're still in first place in the division, and they won the season series with the Dodgers. And you know, I could quibble all day long about a game here and a game there that, you know, I mean, if the umpire correctly calls Darren Ruff's check swing, then the Dodgers win the season series. If Will Smith is 5'11" instead of 5'10", they don't lose on Friday, at least not right then. So, you know, yes. But baseball is a game of inches. And the fact is, in these 19 games, the Giants got the inches 10 times and the Dodgers got the inches 9 times. And it's hard to do that if you're not a legit team. And you definitely can't stay in first place as long as the Giants have without being legit on some level. I still, deep down inside, you can see by my hat and my shirt, I'm a homer. But I still really believe the Dodgers are the better team. And I think if they meet up in the postseason, they'll prove it. But, you know, I also thought the Dodgers would prove it this weekend, and then they didn't. So, you know.
Yeah, we all have to give the Giants their props. I think that there's a sense the whole year that people have been like, all right, well, the Giants got off to a fast start, but they'll come back to earth. Ah, the Giants are playing with, you know, mirrors, but, yeah, they'll come back down to earth. Well, we're now at Labor Day. You know, this is the last checkpoint of the season, really, before the end. And the sample size for the rest of the year is so minuscule. Like, what is it, 25, 26 games left? Think about if your team was 26 games into the season. Think of that sample size. That you'll give no idea if a team is good or bad with that few games. So, you know, at this point, you kind of have to just look at the Giants and say, you know, maybe they're just better than the sum of their parts. Maybe they're just a team that is playing maybe a little over their head, or maybe things are just clicking with this team. And, you know, on paper, the Dodgers should be heads and shoulders the best team in the National League, and they're probably going to win 100 games. You know, the Dodgers are probably going to win 100 games this year. So, you know, it's not like the Dodgers are having an off year. They're having an outstanding season.
Yeah, really the only thing that's different is what the Giants are doing. If the Dodgers were having the exact season they're having right now, but the Giants were having the season we expected them to have, the Dodgers, you know, would be on pace for 100, 200, 3 wins, whatever it is. And despite all the injuries they've had so many injuries. They currently have like 2.5 starting pitchers, you know, and to be on pace for over 100 wins, we would be talking about this as nothing but a successful season. The only difference is what the Giants are doing. And so, you know, it's like, I always try to keep that perspective. You know me, I'm big on perspective. And, you know, if a pitcher, you know, if he does, I look at Kenley Jansen in Game 4 of the World Series last year. There's a bloop single and then another bloop single and a walk to Randy Arozarena, who's the hottest player on the planet. And, you know, 16 errors on one play. And it's like, you know, Kenley Jansen could have done the exact same thing and gotten a 1-2-3 inning. And 9 times out of 10, he would, you know? And so you kind of got to look and say, you know, there are some things that are just out of your control. Control the things you can. And yeah, the Dodgers haven't done as well as they probably should have this year at controlling the things they can. But overall,
they're still going to win 100 games.
Yeah.
100. I mean, when, if you say you're going to win 100 games and you've had Kershaw gone for as long as he's had, you've had the Bauer fiasco, you've had a bunch of things off the field, you have a bunch of things, players like Cody Bellinger being a non-productive player, being pinch hit for in a critical moment. You've had whatever the hell is happening with Mookie Betts. You know, all these things have gone against Los Angeles, and they're probably going to win 100 games. That's an unqualified success. And the thing that is in so many ways bananas is that, you know, we all thought, I mean, I thought, I don't know, I'm not going to speak for you, but I did think that this year was going to be a dogfight between two California teams that were going to be evenly matched and getting right down to the wire. If you had told me that the Dodgers and another NL West team would both be on pace to win 100 games and would be neck and neck and it would be absurd how close they'd be, I'd say, oh, yeah, it's San Diego. Absolutely. That would make complete sense to me. And as of this recording, San Diego would be one of the two wildcard teams, especially after the Cronenworth walk-off home run against Houston this afternoon. But this Giants team is greater than the sum of its parts, which is probably why Gabe Kapler is going to win the Manager of the Year. But the sad thing is that Dave Roberts probably will get no consideration for Manager of the Year. And when you take a look at what the Dodgers have to deal with and what they will inevitably get to, he deserves some consideration.
He really does. He's a very good manager, and you know, Dodger fans don't all believe that. And but I'm a pretty big believer that every baseball fan thinks that their team has the worst bullpen, the worst manager, and the worst performances runners in scoring position. And that can only be true for one team. But every fan thinks their team has the worst of all those things, and Dodger fans are no different. But yeah, Dave Roberts, he's done a great job with you know, dealing with what he's had to do, even just the way he's managed the pitching staff without a starting rotation, all the bullpen games they've had to do. You know, it's been pretty remarkable that, I mean, the Dodgers in bullpen games this year, they have like a 1.6 ERA. You know, he's deployed, and obviously the pitchers have to pitch. You know, I'm also a pretty big believer that a manager, the best manager in baseball, maybe gets his team an extra win or two over the course of a season, and the worst manager in baseball maybe costs his team maybe four or five games. I think you can do more as a bad manager than as a good manager. But whatever you need from a manager, seems like Dave Roberts has done it this year. And for the record, on the two California teams, if you remember the bold predictions episode from before the season that the Locked On Network put out, I predicted the Dodgers would finish the season 13 games ahead of the Padres. And if you look at the standings right at this moment, guess how many games ahead of the Padres the Dodgers are? 13, my friend.
I picked the Dodgers to win the division. I picked the Padres to win the World. Actually, I picked the Padres to go all the way. And, you know, while that still technically could happen, I'm probably going to eat my
words. You're regretting that particular Kool-Aid.
No, purchase? I never regret my predictions. No, I'm not. That was the prediction I made. And I have made some horrific predictions, but I never regret them. It's because it's like, that's what I thought. You know, and I was wrong. I'm not officially wrong yet. And I'll be wrong when they get eliminated. But that's the Giants. Going into this season, I thought the Giants were going to be a contender for the second wild card spot. I didn't think they were a great team. But if someone said, hey, Sully, the Giants are going to win 87 games, I would say, okay, yeah, that makes
sense. And
then
they say by Labor Day.
I said, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, this is the, you know, you think about, there have been some great Giants teams, like when, you know, the Lincecum Matt Cain years didn't get to the 100 win plateau. And if they have a mediocre September, they will reach 100 wins.
Yeah, Giants could come all the way back to earth and still be a 100 win team this year. Because the games they've already won, they count, you know?
Well, and that's one thing I was saying to my many Giant fan friends. That, like, even if they have a disastrous September and finish the year with 94, 95 wins, that's still so much better than what anyone thought this team was capable of doing. And so there has to be a sense of perspective. I don't see this Giants team coming to earth because they haven't yet. You know, there have been years, I specifically remember in 08 when I thought the Red Sox were the best team in baseball, and Tampa's going to come back to earth. Tampa's going to come back to earth. And they never did. And I still think the Red Sox were more talented than that Tampa team. And it just happened to be the case. Hey, does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter, the confusion, and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device is required. Content varies by package. Do you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts, who have more tools and more time. You don't have a chance. That is, until now. Stat Hero's first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you the lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name the stakes, winner take all, and you have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You're in total control. Stat Hero is daily fantasy sports the way it's meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon and sign up for free. And right now, you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. stathero.com/lockedon. I want to bring up the Friday game. The Friday game was probably the most dramatic of the three games. It was also one where, I know Dave Roberts doesn't want to use, you know, Andrew Vasquez in a key situation in a pennant race. I know he doesn't want to be on his fifth pitcher in the fourth inning, but there's sometimes what you want and what you have to do they have nothing to do with each other. And it did drive me a little crazy watching the game on Friday and realizing we're in the fourth inning and we're in the fifth inning and the Dodgers have used 6 pitchers and the score is 1-0. I mean, I did become old man Sully at that point. And I said, it's 1-0. Clearly no pitcher is getting bombed. If it's 1-0, why can't a single pitcher throw a second inning? I know it's a bullpen game, but can't someone pitch 2 innings? And this is, I guess, one of the rule changes in baseball I would want to see is you get to use 4 pitchers for the first 9 innings. That's what you get. You get 4.
Yeah, I don't like that rule, but I'm totally in favor of, I don't like anything that heavy handed because the fact is sometimes a pitcher is getting bombed, but for me, it's pretty straightforward to me. Limit the number of pitchers on a roster,
And 10, and make it 10.
Yeah. 10 and pitcher. It's never going to go to 10 as much as old people like you and me would love 10.
All right. Then 11.
Even if they went to 12,
Okay.
Right fine. Now it's, and expand the rosters, 28 guys on the roster, only 12 pitchers. Now you've got more offense because you've got, a 7-man bench, even with the universal DH. And then the other thing is right now, it doesn't count as a mound visit if you change pitchers. It doesn't count towards the mound visit limit. Remove that exemption. Cut down on these mid-inning pitching changes. Say, you can change pitchers. Do it between innings. If you're doing it in the middle of an inning, it counts towards your mound visit limit. And that would speed up the game. It would make guys go longer. But the fact is, in the first game of a series against the Giants, the Dodgers couldn't really afford to have – they had Corey Kniebel go 2 innings, I think. Everybody else – it's like you can't really afford to let them go 2 innings because you might need them in the next couple of days too. And so going 1 inning, they remain available. 2 innings, you're basically shot for the series or at least for the next day. And, at that point in time, you're expecting to need the bullpen more on Saturday than on Sunday. As it turned out, Sunday ended up Walker Buehler had an unusual clunker. But, the fact is, Sully, this brand of baseball that teams play because it's the most effective way to win, but that does not line up with the most enjoyable brand of baseball to watch. It is not as fun to watch. And unless, no team is going to voluntarily say, we know it's not as fun to watch. So we're going to have our pitchers go 7 innings, our starters, even if it's not the best chance for us to win, no team's going to do that. And so Major League Baseball does need to make some changes to make the entertaining brand of baseball line up with the most effective way to win brand.
Well, I'm old enough and you're old enough to remember when the National League baseball meant the National League brand of baseball meant a lot of speed. And I really think the removal of speed, because someone figured out that it's an unnecessary risk to steal bases and all this other stuff. And the underlying, thread in that was when you have these guys who are juiced up, like Ivan Drago, and it's better for them to hit a 3-run homer than a 2-run homer. So don't bother stealing a base.
Just you'll make score sure from first as easily you'll score from second on a home run.
And I do miss runner on base and you're watching, when's he going to go? When's he going to go? When's he going to go? I do miss that because it adds an element of, and adds an element of suspense. It adds an element of when guys go first to third. I do miss that because it's fast and it forces pitches to work quickly. I'm all for anything that makes that speeds up the game. I'll tell you something, and I've said this, and at first I said this as a joke, and now I'm starting to say it seriously. Okay, not 100% seriously, but if you remove your pitcher, if there's two outs and nobody on, and you remove the pitcher, you lose a draft pick. And that's what I watched a game this year. I was at a game between Seattle and the Angels. I was went down to Angel Stadium, and Kelenic, who is the star prospect they got from they stole from the Mets, was up. And you know he's a talented player, but he was scuffling. He was batting like 170, and his OPS was like 4 at the time. He was off to a very bad start, and there was two outs. There was nobody on. And Maddon brought in a pitcher to face him. And I remember thinking, if you can't trust your pitcher to get out a guy whose slash line looks like an American League pitcher batting, you know, if I'm the pitcher, I really can't get this guy out. I can't get a 170 hitter out. Really? You're not going to trust me that I can get this guy out. And, you know, of course the manager walks out, the guy walks off, the guy runs in from the bullpen, they does the warm-up toss, then they get down, and then what happened? He made an out. Then everyone walked out. It's like it stops the game. And yeah. I'm just for anything that doesn't stop the game. Anything for it.
Yeah, and you know, and we're just being two grumpy old men right now. Baseball still, I mean, you get that in every sport. I turned on a football game one time, and I had it on for 5 minutes, and I saw a kickoff and 800 commercials. It's like it was at a commercial break, and then they came back, and they kicked it off, and then they went to commercial again. You know, and I get it. Every sport does this, but baseball should be better because baseball is the best sport, and they should figure out how to be better.
Baseball has enough pauses in it to put – I don't care if they have a running bunch of ads underneath. I really don't care. If that'll make the ad breaks shorter in between, I don't care.
Yeah, but that's not even it. You know, it's not even the commercials. That's what everybody points to. But, you know, yeah. There have been studies done. The difference is the time between pitches, you know, and it's you speed up the time between pitches and you cut down the mid-inning pitching changes and everything goes a lot more quickly.
Yeah. All right, well, back to this. I mean, it did frustrate me a little bit watching that game on Friday. And there's thinking – really, there's no guy who can give you another inning. There's no guy you can stretch. There's no like guy they just called up from what's the triple? Is there AAA Albuquerque or Oklahoma City? Okay, I sometimes I forget. There's not a call up from Oklahoma City who is a starter there who can give you two or three. It drove me a little bananas, and to the point that you made earlier that. You earmark that Walker Buehler is going to give you a really solid start, but what if he doesn't? You know, you get stuck with what happened today, and they kind of turn into a second bullpen game. And I to me, there's an element to this that, you know, my four pitcher rule. Okay, maybe that's a little draconian. I still think it's I'm not against it, but there has to be an element of. We can, and I don't think this is grumpy old man. I think that grumpy old man doesn't care about things being slow. You know, I think that I want the pace to be picked up.
Yeah, and you know, for the Dodgers specifically, those AAA pitchers you're talking about, problem is they're already in their rotation. You know, they don't have, you know, Mitch White. If they had known ahead of time that David Price was too hurt to start that game, like he was, or at least be the bolt guy, whatever you want to call it. You know, Mitch White pitched in Rancho Cucamonga that night, you know, and so he probably could have been the bolt guy for the Dodgers if they had known in advance. But as it turns out, David Price wasn't even hurt enough to go on the injured list. He just was too hurt to pitch that day. So they're kind of thrown into it. But you had Andre Jackson, who has made a couple starts for the Dodgers but had been sent back down because they needed other arms. And so he wasn't eligible to be called back up to pitch, you know, so that's the big issue there is all these guys you're talking about that, you know, it makes intuitive sense. Oh, every team has guys in AAA who they can just call up to make a start, even if they're not going to be any good, Problem is they're already pitching for the Dodgers. You know, they don't have any more of those guys.
And this further solidifies what you and I were saying about Dave Roberts, that the fact that that would be the case, and yet we're still in a position where they're going to win 100 some odd games, and it would take only a modest San Francisco losing streak to put the Dodgers in the situation where they had the best record in baseball at the end of the year. And yeah. So I wanted to start looking ahead. Starting on today, this is being dropped on Monday, LA is going to be playing St. Louis. And St. Louis, the collapse against Milwaukee on Sunday notwithstanding, have played quite well, sort of injecting themselves into the periphery of the National League wildcard chase. That loss to Milwaukee did hurt them. But they're going to be going to St. Louis. And while the Dodgers are a better team than St. Louis, I got to make sure I don't phrase things, as evidently calling teams names is offending some of my listeners. St. Louis is not as good a team as LA, but they are not pushovers.
They're not lousy. Not like the right. Marlins.
No, the Marlins just had injuries.
Yeah. Watch out for the Marlins next year, man.
I like the Marlins. The players of the Marlins, sure,
they're
like.
Fun, yeah.
They're fun. Yeah. You know, wouldn't mind seeing Don Mattingly finally get to a World Series. But you
he
know.
Should probably try being a better manager.
Yeah. I told you my dad what he said about Don Mattingly, my late father. This was in 2014. And this is not going to, by the way, this is not going to make a friend of my new Marlins fanatic who is not happy with me. But this is when Don Mattingly was the manager of LA. And the Dodgers were in first place for most of the 2014 season. And my late father was a diehard Giants fan dating back to the New York Giants and was down in, loved the San Francisco Giants. And I remember talking about, like, this is Greinke and Kershaw were still on the team. They were still a very good club. They won the division that year. And Kershaw, I think that was the year he won the MVP and the Cy Young Award was 2014. Yeah. And I was saying, you got to look out for the Dodgers. You got to look out for the Dodgers. So I know the Giants look good, but, you know, the Giants kind of stumbled into the playoffs. See, they were the visiting team in the wild card game. And the Cardinals look solid in this team, but, Dodgers are going to be tough. The Dodgers. And my dad just sort of looked up from the newspaper as only he could. He said, like, you don't have to worry about the Dodgers. I said, why not? He said, their manager is an idiot. You don't have to worry about that. And he just, that taking Don Mattingly out at the knees at that moment. And anytime I saw Don Mattingly make a poor managerial decision, whether it was in the playoffs against the Mets in 2015 or several times with the Marlins, I just kept hearing my dad's voice saying, don't worry about him. The manager's an idiot.
Well, Mattingly was the first manager in Dodgers history to take the team to the postseason 3 years in a row. And Dave Roberts was the second, and he's about to double that this year. So
yeah. Yeah. I think Dave Roberts has done a fine job. And he is certainly not the manager who is going to, what did you say? A bad manager costs them 4 or 5 games is what you said?
Yeah,
is
that the reason? Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to cost them those 4 or 5 games.
I think we're going to talk about the Cardinals series, right? Is that how we got Cardinals, on this tangent?
Yeah. Cardinals series is up now. They have 4 games against St. Louis. And then they welcome back the Padres and then the Diamondbacks. But, you know, they got 4 games in St. Louis. I mean, I just think the rest of the season is just win series.
Yeah.
If you have 4 games, win 3 of them. If you have 3 games, win 2 of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Being down by 1 game, ultimately, it's almost exactly the same as being tied. You know, it could come down to 1 game. Chances are the division's not going to come down to 1 game either direction. You know, the Dodgers need to take care of their business. One thing that'll be really interesting is the Giants play the Padres 10 times in these last few weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was rooting for the Padres over the Astros this weekend just so the Padres would stay relevant, so that they stay motivated to beat the Giants those 10 times, you know, because, you know, that the Padres can still play a big part in this whole division battle, even if it's not their own chances, you know. But on the Dodgers side, they just need to win. They need to win 3 out of 4 in St. Louis, then they need to win 2 out of 3 from the Padres. If they win every series, they're going to win the division.
The Padres could be a huge factor in this if they become the team that wins the wild card, because this was supposed to be their year. And if they go through this season where they didn't have the big 100-win season that people thought they were going to have, but they still made the postseason, I think, you know what? All we have to do is win this one game against LA or San Francisco, whichever one it is. If we just win this one game, then we go into the division series against the other one with house money. And the other team has all the pressure on them. So a team like San Diego could very well be a team that rocks the boat a lot this October if they just win that one game and then, you know, stay focused. I don't know how far they'll get, but, you know, sometimes the postseason is very hard to predict. As I just brought up the 2014 postseason where the Giants were the visiting team in the wild card game and wound up being the World Series champion.
They didn't have a World Series in 2014. It was weird. Third time in 5 years, they just canceled the World Series. It was weird.
It's funny. I went to a World Series game that year. You and I had very different.
You had weird dreams.
You get the Men in Black neuralizer there going on.
Yeah. I actually, once the Dodgers are out, I don't care.
With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless and sometimes intimidating questions, all the while the person goes behind the counter and orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers and access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto's prices are reliably low for every customer, so go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. I want to ask you about this because going into the postseason, the Dodgers are making the postseason. I mean, that's just, it's, I don't know what their magic number is, but it's going to happen. And whether they go in as the division winner or the wild card host, it's going to be one of those two things. Looking forward, I think the Giants are going to be completely unpredictable in this postseason. They could very well be one of those teams that had a great regular season and they get swept to the point where you're like, were they in the playoffs? I forgot they were in the playoffs.
The 2001 Mariners approach.
Or the 2014 Nationals. With the best record in the National League, and then no one remembers that because they got beaten by the Giants, including in that 18-inning game, which you don't remember.
Oh, but, I remember that. It was just the World Series that canceled.
But the I don't know what to make of the Giants' postseason chances. I do think the two teams that are best prepared for a postseason run, I think Milwaukee is. I think Milwaukee is – you know, if Adames is not hurt for the long haul, I think they're going to be a very balanced team. I would say the Dodgers are as well, but they have to make sure that Bellinger is hitting and that some other starter they can lean on. I mean, obviously you would love it if Kershaw was healthy, but they need one other starter they can rely on in the three-man rotation.
You know, I feel pretty okay with Scherzer, Buehler, and Urias. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good top three. I don't think Kershaw's going to be stretched out enough to be a factor as a starter in the postseason, but I could see him and Gonsolin being like a piggyback tandem for the game four starter, you know, a 4 innings each or whatever. But yeah, you know, I feel pretty good about their top three.
It could be what they used Lincecum in 2012, that he didn't. I think he only started one game in that postseason. But Bochy, I'm sorry to keep bringing it up, Giants championships, but he knew that he didn't have Lincecum for his starts, So he would use him like two innings out of the bullpen here, two innings out of the bullpen there. And he was really effective in that role. Yeah. And I wonder if bringing Kershaw out, granted, I think one of the last times he came out of the bullpen was in that game against Washington. But he actually got
a huge strikeout. Think about the other game against Washington a couple of years before that when it actually went well.
When he also – he got a huge strikeout in that game against Washington. They just brought him out for one inning too long.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Kershaw, let him face Adam Eaton, sure. But, yeah, don't let him go against Soto and Rendon.
Yeah, I mean, that was – I mean, if they had just used him in that seventh inning and then went to their normal bullpen for the eighth and ninth.
Yeah, just so you know, this is worse than bringing up Giants World Series titles.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Bringing up NLDS Game 5 of 2019 is definitely worse.
So, hold on. This section is sponsored by Salt in the Wound.
Can I interest you in 1988 or 2020?
Yeah. But, you know, I do think the Dodgers are in good shape. I do think they're, whether they're the wild card team or not, I do think that they are a team that I think the Brewers and the Dodgers are best prepared for a long postseason run. I do think it's a shame that the Giants and the Dodgers cannot meet in the NLCS. And this was my very minor change to the playoff system for this year is to have, if you have the wild card game the same way it is, and then you, after the wild card game, you reseed. Now, the wild card team can never have home field advantage in any of the series, but you want to be able to have, if you have 200 win teams, you want to be able to have a playoff system where they could clash winner goes to the World Series instead of having it automatic that they can't.
Yeah. Sully, I know this is a family show, so I just want to warn everybody, this next word I'm going to say sounds like a swear word, but it's not. It is asinine that they don't reseed after the wild card round. It is ridiculous that it's set up this way. And the only reason to do it is if the people making decisions just don't care or aren't smart. And it's got to be one of those things.
And we've seen this before. We saw this in 2015 when the three best teams in baseball, at least in terms of win-loss record, were St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Chicago. And we knew that Pittsburgh and Chicago, one of them would be eliminated in the wild card game and another one would be eliminated in the first round. So by the time you got to the NLCS, two of the three best teams in the league were already gone, no matter what happened. And if you want to have, I want to eliminate the divisions. I think divisions are a nice idea and worked for a while. I want to have top three teams. Like I would be right now would be the Giants, Los Angeles and Milwaukee, and then you would have the Padres and the Braves play a one-game playoff. That makes sense. That's the way it probably should be because the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Brewers earned a spot in the division series. And the only reason they didn't is because geography and topography have San Francisco and LA on the same side of the country.
Yeah, and that's a more radical change. But this thing about reseeding is not radical. It's just logical. And I mean, we saw for years the World Series home field advantage alternated between leagues. And then because Bud Selig had a jerky knee, it went to the winner of an exhibition game that nobody cares about for a while. And it was always like, why don't you just have the team with the better record get home field advantage? And they were always saying, well, we can't do that because travel. I'm like, shut up about your travel plan. That's a stupid excuse. You don't know who's going to be playing anyway. It's not like you're booking hotels for, I'm going to book hotels in every American League city because I know the American League has home field advantage here. That's stupid. It's a lazy excuse. And they finally realize, it's a lazy excuse. Nobody's buying it. And now home field advantage in the World Series goes to the team with the best record. Same thing here. There is zero reason not to say, you know what? Team with the number one seed, you are going to play the worst team that makes it to the NLDS. The team with the worst record in the NLDS plays the team with the best record in the NLDS. It's not even hard. You have to work harder to get around doing it the logical way than to just do it the right way.
Right. Well, I need.
Now we got to grumpy old man, right?
Yeah. Well, but you know, but it's like so maybe we're grumpy because the answer is not that difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously you want to repeat as World Series champs. short of a World Series championship, would you be satisfied with another trip to the World Series?
Satisfied is a tricky word there. You know, at the end of the year, if the Dodgers aren't the last team standing, I'm going to be bummed for a few days, you know? Obviously, I think if they do get to play the Giants in the postseason, I think it's a pretty big deal to win that series. They've never faced in the postseason, which seems weird, but the fact is it's only even been possible for them to face each other in the postseason for 30 years and only possible for them to face before the NLCS for like the last 10 years or whatever. And so it's not that weird that they've never faced each other.
There is the caveat that they have had the playoff series where the when the pennant ended tied, both in 51 and in 62. So I remember I had AJ from Lockdown Blue Jays when I did one of my game shows last winter, and we were talking about it was one of those round robin things of the players who hit walk off home runs to end a postseason series, and it's like, you know, Joe Carter, Chris Chambliss, and it got to AJ and said Bobby Thompson. And I said, technically no.
Regular season. No.
Technically regular season. I know it was a playoff series, but there was no NLCS back then. So both times they had dramatic, when both times they didn't go well for the Dodgers. But I wasn't alive yet,
so those don't bother me.
But this is a chance to have a real playoff series. And in some ways, I have to say that these games being as tight as they are and the final result being as close as they are, they do remind me of the Red Sox-Yankees clashes from the early to mid-2000s when the two teams were evenly matched. They wound up meeting in the ALCS back-to-back years, going seven games, and both series were absolute classic series. And during the regular season, they had tons of clash meetings and everything like that, you know, and it's a shame that baseball doesn't see the way the playoff was set up then. The Yankees could play the Red Sox in the ALCS, and that was such a boon, such a great thing. This is such a potentially great explosive series, winner goes to the World Series, that we cannot have, and I think that's really baseball losing out on a chance to capture the magic of those Red Sox-Yankee series, but give it a fresh angle. It's not Red Sox-Yankees. It's something different. And unlike those Red Sox-Yankees, both of these teams have a relatively recent World Series title. So that, and there's enough players on the Giants from, you know, you still have Posey, you still have Crawford, you still have Belt. There's some remnants of the championship seasons. And of course, a bunch of players on LA were on last year's team.
You think maybe what they need is for Walker Buehler to grab Ron Wotus by the head and throw him to the ground? You know, get that fire, Yankees Red Sox fire going on.
Who wouldn't want to see that?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to see that? Well, I'll tell you something. I want to see more of you, which is Jeff Snyder, the host of Locked On Dodgers. Hey, tell people where they can follow you.
I'm on Twitter at Snydog. It's just my last name with an og instead of an er at the end. And yeah, Locked On Dodgers, just like Sully's podcast here. We're out every weekday morning, wherever you get podcasts. So check it out. We're talking Dodgers all the time. As soon as you and I are done here, I'm going to open up my own app and record myself a podcast talking about this ugly series with the Giants.
Yeah, and you can follow us at Lockdown MLB Pods. And I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Hey, it's Labor Day. I want everyone to have a great Labor Day. And have fun. Listen to some ball games. Maybe have a cookout. Maybe just sleep in. I don't know what you're going to do on Labor Day. It's not. It's none of my business. Yeah, it's none of my business. But talking Dodgers, maybe they're going to repeat as champs. Maybe not. I don't know. Neither do you. Jeff Snyder of Locked On Dodgers. This has been Locked On MLB. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. What can people call me?
They should call you Sully. That's what I call you anyway.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Betting on baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts.